我想请弟兄姐妹翻开诗篇。
Brothers and sisters, please turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇第五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
诗篇五十六篇。
Psalm 56.
我们看它的标题就好。
Let's look at the heading first.
他说：“非利士人在加特拿住大卫，那时他坐着金丝，交与灵长，调用远方无声歌。”
To the chief musician, set to the silent dove in distant lands.A mention of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
这里特别提到远方无声歌。
Here it mentioned the silent dove in distant lands.
它的意思就是说有一只鸽子跑到远方去，然后它不再能够发声音。
So here it says that there's a dove that flew to distant land and was not able to and he was silent.
所以我今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目就是远方无声歌。
So the topic that I want to share with you, the silent dove in distant lands.
我们知道诗篇五十六篇它被称为金诗。
And we know that Psalm 56 is called a mitchum.
它原文的意思就是说它有非常宝贵隐秘的与神的经历。
And the original text means that this has a very close and precious experience with the Lord.
在诗篇里面有好几篇被称为金诗的。
And in the Psalms, there are many Psalms that are called a mitchum.
我们知道诗是一个人属灵经历的发表。
We know that a psalm is an expression of someone's experience.
但是金诗呢，就说到他与神那个特别的关系。
And Mitchum talks about the special relationship of him with the Lord.
他与神的那个经历是隐藏的经历。
And the experience with the Lord is a hidden one.
他与神的经历呢，是非常宝贵的。
And the experience with the Lord is very precious.
当我们今天讲到远方无声歌的时候呢，就说出了他其中一个非常重要的经历。
When we talk about this experience, the silent dove in distant lands is a very precious experience.
我们知道诗篇五十六篇是第二篇的金诗。
And we know Psalm 56 is the second mitchum.
第一篇的金诗是在诗篇十六篇。
And the first one is in Psalm 16.
我们知道每一篇的金诗，它彼此是互相有关联的。
And we know that each psalm is interrelated with one another.
所以我今天在交通我要交通的题目之前，我要复习一下上一次我们所交通的诗篇十六篇。
And before we share on Psalm 56, I'd like to review on Psalm 16, which I mentioned previously.
诗篇十六篇十一节告诉我们有一条路叫做生命的道路。
And in Psalm 16, verse 11 says there is a path of life.
他说你必将生命的道路指示我。
Says you will show me the path of life in verse 11.
他因着与神有非常宝贵隐秘的经历。
And because he has this hidden and precious experience and relationship with the Lord.
所以他的生命发生改变。
So his life was changed.
所以他现在非常有把握，他知道神必定把这个生命的道路要指示给他。
He has this assurance, and he knows that the Lord will show him the path of life.
这条道路把他引到神的面前。
And this path of life will lead him to God.
使他能够与神面对面。
Become face to face with God.
使他能够与神有亲密的交通。
And have this sweet fellowship with the Lord.
所以他在神的面前呢，有满足的喜乐。
So in His presence and your presence is fullness of joy.
在神的右手中，他能够得到永远的福乐。
At God's right hand are pleasures forevermore.
这里他非常有把握，神必定要把这条生命的道路指示给他。
And here he has the assurance that God will show him the path of life.
也在这里特别提到这个生命的道路呢，是唯一的一条道路。
And this is the only path of life.
但是很特别的，就是当我们读到《使徒行传》第二章二十八节的时候。
But when we read of Acts chapter 2 verse 28,
当彼得在五旬节站起来说话的时候。
And when Peter spoke up during Pentecost,
他用这节圣经应用在我们的主的身上。
And he used this verse and applied it to our Lord.
说到我们主从死里复活。
Says our Lord has risen from the dead.
同样一句话呢，他有了改变。
But same verse, but has a little change.
他说：“你已经将这条生命的道路指示了我。”
Says you have already shown us the path of life.
而且呢，他讲到这个生命的道路的时候，是复数，是很多条道路。
And when he said about this path, it's the paths of life, the plural.
我们知道，对于大卫来讲。这条道路是神将要指示他的。
And to David, this is the path of life that God will show him.
但对我们主来讲呢，这条道路已经在他身上。
But to our Lord Jesus, this path is already in our Lord.
因为我们的主他就是道路。
Because our Lord, he is the way.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And he opened to us a new and living way.
借着他为我们所流的宝血。
And through him, the blood that was shed,
我们可以坦然无惧地来进到神的面前。
You can enter boldly into his presence.
但是为什么到了新约，他这条道路变成许多条的道路呢？
Why is it in the New Testament becomes many paths of life?
道路仍然是一条。
There is only one way.
但是道路的生命的道路的彰显呢，却是多方面的。
But the manifestation of life, there are many.
我们知道圣经上告诉我们圣灵。只有一位。
We know the Bible told us there's only one spirit.
但是在启示录我们讲到七灵。
But in the Revelation talks about seven spirits.
七灵乃是说到圣灵他全备的工作。
And seven spirits showed us the complete manifestations of the Spirit of God.
所以当我们的主把那个生命的道路指示我们的时候。
And the Lord showed us the way of life.
我们也说它有七方面的彰显。
There are seven manifestations.
这七方面的彰显呢，正好就是诗篇十六篇的内容所告诉我们的。
And these seven manifestations are mentioned, especially in Psalm 16.
所以我很快的来复习一下。
So let's review it very quickly.
他第一节他说：“神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。”
Verse 1 it says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust."
这讲到。生命的第一个特点就是一个倚靠的生命。
So the first characteristic of this life is a life of trusting in God.
我们知道在亚当夏娃一开始他们受试炼的时候就是生命树跟知识三恶树。
And when Adam and Eve, and it was tested, is before the tree of life or the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他们应当拣选生命树所以他们有一个倚靠的生命。
They should choose the tree of life so that they have this life of trust in God.
因着他们拣选了错误，所以他们现在呢离开神独立了。
But because they made the wrong choice, they're now independent and become independent of God.
今天我们虽然是蒙恩了。
Although we are now saved.
但是呢，我们每一天都在面临拣选。
But every day we have to make our choices.
我们到底是拣选倚靠神呢？还是依靠自己。
Do we choose whether we want to trust in God or to be independent of God?
所以生命的道路第一个特点就是它是一个依靠的生命。
So first characteristic of this life is this a life of trust in God.
第二节告诉我们，他说：“我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
So verse 2, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
所以生命的第二个特点呢，它乃是一个降服的生命。
And the second characteristic is that it is a life of submitting to the Lord.
主乃是他绝对的主。
The Lord is the absolute Lord.
他愿意绝对的来降服。
And he wants to surrender completely to him.
所以他说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
You are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you.
第三节呢，讲到这个生命呢，是一个爱的生命。
And the third characteristic is his a life of love.
因为他说论到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我所喜悦的。
And to the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
这些很多所谓的圣民曾经逼迫过大卫。
And there are many saints, and they actually have already persecuted David.
但是大卫看他们仍然是世上的圣民，又美又善。
But to David, they are still the saints, and they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
所以这个生命呢，是一个爱的生命。
And this is a life full of love.
第四点呢，讲到第四节，这乃是一个分别为圣的生命。
And the characteristic in verse 4 is the life that's able to separate themselves.
从一切的人事物能够分别出来归给神。
And to separate themselves from people, from men, but just unto God.
因为他说以别的代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。
So their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another God.
第五节、第六节告诉我们，生命的第五个特点，乃是它是一个炼净的生命，是一个倒空的生命。
And verse 5 and 6, this life is a tried life, it is a life that is empty.
当我们真的被倒空的时候呢，主的生命、主的性格就组织在我们里面。
And when we are being emptied, the Lord's characteristic and life is now being molded and changed in us.
所以他说，我所得的，你为我持守。
So,
第五节。
O Lord, you, O Lord, are the portion of my inheritance and my cup.
所以
you maintain my lot.
对，所以因着基督的性格组织在他里面呢，所以他不致摇动。
So because the Lord's character is done it in him that he is not shaken.
第七节讲到生命的第六个特点，乃是一个引导的生命。
And verse 7 talks about a life that's being led.
他说：“我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。”
I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons.
换句话说，恩高的教训跟微小的声音常在他里面引导他。
And this small voice and the anointing often leads him.
所以，基督的平安能够在他心里面做主。
So the peace of the Lord continues to be in his heart.
第八节到第十节就讲了，这生命呢是一个联合的生命。
And this verse 10 and 11, this is it is a life that is in union and oneness with God.
所以他能够说，我将耶和华常摆在我的面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。
And verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
而且第十节说，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
换句话说，他在死的形状上与主联合，在复活的形状上也要与主联合。
In other words, in death,He will be in oneness with the Lord and also in his risen life.
所以他经历到我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
So he has experienced that it is no longer I who lives, but Christ that lives within me.
所以弟兄姊妹，大卫因着他与神有那个宝贵隐秘的经历，他的生命有改变之后，他知道神必把这个生命的道路指示给他。
And because David has this relationship closeness with the Lord, and so he knows that the Lord will give him this path of life.
这个特别的经历可以归纳成几个方面。
And this special experience can be put into different sections.
那今天我们所要交通的呢是第一个方面而已。
I can only share upon you only one aspect this morning.
那它的题目就是远方无声歌。
And the topic is the silent dove in distant lands.
我们刚才读到诗篇五十六篇的时候，特别它的标题有说到一句话。
So we read that in this psalm, the heading has this verse.
他说：“非利士人在加特拿住大卫。”那时他做了这个金丝，交于灵长，调用远方无声歌。
says to the chief musician, set to the silent dove in distant lands, a midship of David when the Philistines captured him in Gath.
这段话它的背景乃是在撒母耳上二十一章。
So the story, the background of this is in 1 Samuel chapter 21.
因为大卫跑到加特人那边去了，被抓起来了。
So David went to the land of the Philistines and he was captured.
我们知道大卫从年轻的时候就与神有很亲密的交通。
And David, ever since he was young, he had a very close relationship with God.
他与神有很美好的属灵的关系。
He has a very close and intimate fellowship with God.
他第一次被显在人的面前，乃是他与哥利亚征战的那一次。
And the first time that he was brought before men is when he fought against Goliath.
那时候，以色列人跟非利士人在征战。
At that time, the Israelites and the Philistines were in battle.
中间是一个山谷。
And in between them is a valley.
那一边是以色列人，一边是非利士人。
On one side is the Philistines, on the other side are the Israelites.
那这次的征战很特别。
And this is a very peculiar battle.
因为非利士人派出了一个巨人来挑战。
So the Philistines sent forth a giant to fight against them.
以色列人如果有任何一个人出来能够打败这个巨人哥利亚的话呢，非利士人就愿意臣服于他们。
And if the Israelites are able to send forth someone who could capture a Goliath, the Philistines would subdue and before the Israelites.
但是如果他们没有人可以胜过这个哥利亚这个巨人的话呢，那以色列人就要来臣服非利士人。
But if the Israelites are not able to win Goliath, then they are to submit and subdue it to the Philistines.
所以每一天早上，这个哥利亚这个巨人就出现了。
So every morning this giant Goliath show up.
以色列人全部跑掉。
And the Israelites fled.
不但一般的人跑掉，连扫罗都跑了。
Not just one person, but everybody fled, even Saul.
就是他们的王扫罗。
So even their king Saul also fled.
所以连续四十天都是这个样子。
So for 40 days, Goliath would show up and did this.
那我们都晓得后来大卫出现了。
Now we know that David appeared.
大卫的个子也小也年轻。
So David was young and was small in stature.
那这个巨人呢，他是从小就做战士的。
So this Goliath, ever since he was young, he was a warrior.
不但他的身材很高大。
Not only that, he was very tall and big.
而且他全身几乎都被包围住了。
And his whole body was covered with armor.
所以几乎没有人可以胜过他。
No one can actually win over him.
但是我们知道最后大卫还是打胜了。
But we know that finally David won.
这个时候我们知道以色列的妇女就出来跳舞欢呼。
So and then we see that the women, they jump up and they were singing.
他们说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
So Saul killed thousands, David killed 10,000s.
当然扫罗听到了非常不高兴，他甚至发怒。
Of course Saul was very angry when he heard this.
他说如果扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，那剩下的只是我的王位还没给他而已。
So if Saul killed thousands and David his 10,000, there's only one thing left is that my kingdom, David has not taken away.
所以从此，大卫开始受逼迫，开始逃亡。
So ever since then, David was persecuted and he had to flee.
那他逃到哪里去呢？他逃到敌人那里去了。
Where did he flee? He went to his enemy.
他逃到非利士的加特这个城市。
And he went to the land of the Philistines in Gath.
我们知道非利士有五个大的城市。
And we know that there are five big cities in Philistines.
加特是其中一个城市。
And Gath is one of the cities.
结果大卫逃到非利士人那里去呢，他认为非利士人不认识他。
And when he thought he went to Philistines, the Philistines may not recognize him.
结果呢，
他们认出他来，把他抓住了。
But then they recognized him and they captured him.
他们说这一位呢，就是以色列妇女常常讲的，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万的那一个人。
This is one whom the women folk sang about, that Saul was killing thousands and he is killing ten thousands.
所以现在大卫被抓起来了。
So now here David was being captured.
那就是诗篇五十六篇那个标题所讲的那个背景。
So this is the background of in Psalm 56.
那为什么这些非利士加特的人那么认识大卫呢？
Why did the Philistines really were able to recognize him?
因为哥利亚就是从加特出来的。
Because Goliath came forth from Gath.
以前大卫是一个依靠神的人。
And before, David was the one who really put his trust in God.
因着他依靠神，他打败了哥利亚。
And because he put his confidence in God, he was able to win over Goliath.
所以这是一个何等的见证。
This is such a great testimony.
但是现在因着扫罗的逼迫。
But now because of the persecution of Paul and of Saul,
大卫忘记了依靠神。
David forgot to put his trust in God.
或是说大卫没有这么绝对的来依靠神了。
And David did not completely trust it in God.
现在环境来了。
So now the circumstances come upon him.
他没有等候神。
He did not wait it for God.
他乃是依靠自己的聪明跟办法。
But he trusted upon his own intelligence and means.
现在落入了仇敌的手中。
And he was being captured by his enemy.
所以这些人就把他带到加特的王那里去。
So he was being brought to the king in Gath.
大卫怎么办？
So what does David do?
大卫就在那边假装疯癫。
And David feigned to be mad.
在门口门上，在城门的门扇上胡乱写字。
And he wrote crazily in the doors.
他的唾沫也流在胡须上。
And also his saliva was dripping down his beard.
换句话说，他现在装疯。
He was feigning to be mad.
他真的骗过了这个王。
And he was able to deceive the king of the Philistines.
这王说，我们这边还缺少疯子吗？
And the king said, do we lack of madmen here?
就把他给释放。
So he was released.
这是大卫的失败。
This is David's failure.
他成了远方的无声歌。
And he became the silent dove in distant lands.
我们知道鸽子在圣经里面是代表圣灵说的。
And we know that the dove represents the Holy Spirit.
当我们的主在约旦河受浸起来的时候。
And when our Lord Jesus was being baptized in the River Jordan.
圣灵好像鸽子降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit, like a dove, landed upon him.
大卫是神的受膏者。
And David is the Lord's anointed one.
他就是这里所说的鸽子。
And he is also, there is the dove mentioned here.
他没有留在神的保护底下。
He did not stay in the place of the Lord's protection.
用今天的话来讲，他没有学习，没有住在基督里。
And using today's word, he did not learn of Christ.
他跑到远方去了。
He went to distant lands.
他跑到非利士那里去了。
He went to the land of the Philistines.
他跑到世界里去了。
He went away to the world.
现在他不再有见证。
Now he does not have the testimony.
他只能够装疯卖傻。
He can only feign to be mad.
他成了一个远方的没有声音的鸽子。
Become a dove who is mute in the distant lands.
这是大卫的失败。
This is the failure of David.
这是他羞辱的经历。
And this is the experience that shamed the Lord.
但这却是一个宝贵的经历。
But this is such a precious experience.
神从来没有预备我们要失败。
Lord does not want us just to fail.
但是失败有的时候的确是我们的拯救。
But sometimes through our failures, it becomes our salvation.
失败使我们懂得怎么来依靠神。
And through our failures, we learn to put our trust in Him.
失败使我们降卑。
And when through our failures we submit to Him.
失败让我们学习怎么与主联合，住在主里。
And to be one with the Lord and to be in Him.
失败让我们学习怎么来接受他的引导。
And during, through our failures, we accept the Lord's leading.
所以这个失败的经历成了他宝贵的经历。
So this David's experience of failure became his precious experience.
带给他生命极大的祝福。
And give to him the blessings of life.
弟兄姊妹，这个经历也是我们常有的经历。
Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, this is also our experience.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕是我们所谓的信心的祖宗。
And we know that Abraham is our father of faith.
你记得亚伯拉罕因着神的荣耀向他显现。
And we know that the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
所以被呼召离开他本地本族跟父家。
And he was called out to leave his father's house.
就来到了迦南地。
And he came to the land of Canaan.
可是迦南地呢，他遇见了饥荒。
But in the land of Canaan, there was a famine.
而且饥荒甚大。
And this famine was so great.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道迦南地是牛奶与蜜之地。
And we know that Canaan is a land of milk and honey.
怎么可能有饥荒？
How could there be a famine there?
而且不但有饥荒，而且饥荒甚大。
Not only that there was a famine, but it was a great famine.
那当然，信心是要经过考验的。
Of course, our faith has to be tried.
所以现在亚伯拉罕这位信心之父碰到了考验了。
So here, the father of faith, he has come across this trial.
他是不是应当留在迦南地呢？
Should he stay in the land of Canaan?
他跑到了埃及去了。
But he went to Egypt.
他也变成了一个远方无声歌。
He also became the silent dove in distant lands.
因为我们看见他在埃及什么话都没有。
Because when he was in Egypt, he was mute and he did not speak.
一点见证都没有。
Does not have any testimony.
还没去就告诉他太太说：“你千万不要说你是我的太太。”
And before he left, he told his wife that, "Do not tell others that you are my wife."
如果你说你是我太太的话，那我的命都没了。
If you say that you are my wife, I may lose and be killed, lose my wife and my life.
何等的见证！
Such a testimony.
没有任何的见证可以验。
There is no testimony at all.
结果呢，法老就把他的太太带到宫中去。
So Pharaoh took his wife into the palace.
给了他好多的牛羊仆婢。
And give him many cattle and sheep and servants.
如果不是神的干预的话，
if it's not God's interruption,
我们不知道这个后果有多悲惨。
We know that it's going to be a very bad result.
但是神干预了这件事情。
But God intervenes.
他被法老斥责而且送走。
And he was being rebuked by Pharaoh and sent away.
我们晓得这还不是第一次，这还不是唯一的一次。
And we know that this is not the only one time that happened.
后来又碰到一次饥荒，他跑到非利士地区了。
Then there was another famine, and he went to the land of Philistines.
又警告他太太，千万不要说你是我太太。
He also told his wife again, "Do not tell others that you are my wife."
结果我们知道同样的事情又发生。
But we know the same thing happened all over again.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是什么经历？这就是远方无声歌的经历。
What kind of testimony? What is the experience is this? This is the experience of the silent dove in distant lands.
如果信心之父是这个样子的话，何况是我们？
If the father of faith come across such experience.What about us?
那我们都记得，彼得是被称为十二个使徒里面第一号使徒。
We know that Peter is known as the chief of the apostles.
记得在最后的晚餐之后。
And we know that after the Last Supper.
耶稣就对他们大家说了。
And Jesus spoke to all of them.
今夜你们都要为我的缘故都要跌倒。
And tonight.For my sake, all of you will stumble.
彼得说：“众人都为你跌倒，我也不会为你跌倒。”
Even though everyone will stumble before you, I will never stumble.
耶稣说：“今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。”
And the Lord said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times."
彼得说：“我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。”
And Peter said, "Even though I die with you, I will not deny you."
每一个门徒都这么说。
And all his disciples said likewise.
我们都记得后来彼得是远，当主被抓以后，彼得是远远的跟随他。
Now we know that after Jesus was captured, Peter was following from behind.
后来来到了大祭司的院子。
And he came to the courtyard of the high priest.
彼得发咒起誓，我不认得这个人。
And Peter swore and cursed and said that he did not know this man.
这是什么经历？这就叫做远方无声歌。
What kind of experience is this? This experience of the silent dove in distant lands.
他没有留在他该有的地位上。
He did not stand in the position that he should be in.
他应该说他不认识，乃是他不认识他的自己。
He did not understand, did not know himself.
但他现在说我不认识这一位这个人。
But now he said, I do not know this man.
后来彼得出去痛哭。
And after that, Jesus went away and wept.Peter went away and wept bitterly.
如果我们信心之父都要经历这件事情，
if our father of faith has to experience this,
如果第一个使徒都是这个样子，
also the apostle has to experience this,
如果这么好的大卫的王都要经历这件事情，
and also King David will also experience this,
我们是不是也常常经历这样的事呢？
Do we not also experience this ourselves?
但是感谢主，在主的手中，这成为一个祝福。
So we thank the Lord. This also becomes a blessing in the Lord's hands.
我们都不愿意失败。
We do not want to fail.
但是失败其实并不是很可怕。
But to fail is not such a horrible thing.
我们对失败的反应这是非常的重要。
But our reaction, our response to our failures is very important.
所以我们现在来看诗篇五十六篇里面的细节。
So let's look at Psalm 56, the details.
事实上我们没有太多的时间交通细节，所以我们只是简单的交通几句就好。
We do not have much time, so I just want to share some points.
第一节他说，神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我。
That's verse 1. Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me.
他现在落在仇敌的手中。
And he's now in the hand of his enemies.
他的处境是非常的卑微。
And his condition is very, very pitiful.
所以他需要主的怜悯。
He needs God's mercy and God to be gracious to him.
以前他打死哥利亚。
Before he's the one who win Goliath.
现在呢，他却落在他们的手中。
But now he's in the hand of his enemies.
所以他向神呼求。
So he's calling out to God.
他试着要救自己的生命，反而他失丧生命。
He wanted to save his own life, then but he loses his own life.
第二节他说，我的仇敌终日要把我吞了，因逞骄傲攻击我的人甚多。
My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High.
事实上，他落在人的手中，乃是因为他自己的骄傲。
And because he was now in the hands of men, it's because of his own pride.
每一次我们不依靠神，依靠自己的时候，都是因为我们里面的骄傲。
Oftentimes because of our pride, and we do not trust in God, but we trust in ourselves.
都是我们自己想办法，没有依靠神。
It's because we use our own means and we do not trust in God.
所以他现在看见攻击他的人都是这么骄傲的人。
So he saw that the enemies who hound him, they're all very proud.
但是感谢神，我们的神乃是比这一切更高的，他乃是那位至高的神。
But we thank the Lord, he's the God most high, and he's above all.
第三节说，我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
That's verse 3. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you.
失败让我们降卑。
So when we fail, we become humble.
害怕使我们学习来依靠神。
And when we are afraid, it teaches a lesson to trust in God.
让我们懂得一个依靠的生命。
So we have to know this life that is of trusting in Him.
第四节，我依靠神。或者说我在神的里面，我要赞美他的话。
Verse 4, in God, I will praise his word.
我倚靠神必不惧怕，血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？
In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what can flesh do to me.
这边特别提到在神的里面。
That's here mentioned in God.
换句话，他现在要学习怎么住在基督里。
So now he wants to learn how to abide in God.
学习这个联合的生命。
To have this oneness of life in God.
现在他能够发出赞美，能够不惧怕。
Now he can praise God and will not be afraid.
信心带进了赞美。
So by faith comes praise.
所以他说，血气之辈。或者说肉体能够把我怎么样
？So what can flesh do to me？
如果我们真的学习住在基督里
，If we learn to abide in Christ，
我们就能够学习到不住在亚当里。
Then we can learn not to abide in the flesh。
如果我们懂得学习怎么住在圣灵里
，If we abide in the Holy Spirit，
我们就懂得怎么样学习不住在肉体里。
Then we can learn not to abide in our own flesh。
第八节
Verse 8
我几次流离你都记述求你把我眼泪装在你皮带里这不都记在你的册子上吗
You number my wanderings put my tears into your bottle are they not in your book
每一次的逼迫逃难都在那里流离
So all when our persecutions come and our tears they're all our wanderings
但是呢，神用眼泪把我们装在皮带里纪念。
He put our tears into his bottle.
但当彼得失败的时候，在外面痛苦。
When Peter failed and he was crying and weeping bitterly.
但即使如此，神仍然纪念。
But even so, God still remembers Peter.
都记载在他的册上。
And they are written and remembered in his book.
十二节。
Verse 12
神啊，我向你所许的愿，在我身上，我要将感谢祭献给你。
Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you.
在这里，虽然是痛苦，虽然是羞辱，啊，但是呢，他愿意把自己重新的献上。
Even though here, there are shame and there is difficulties, but David is willing to offer himself again to the Lord.
每一个祭都说出了伤心，说出了痛苦。
And every offering, every vow is talked about suffering and hardships.
但就在这个里面，他仍然能够献上感谢。
But here, still, you can render praises to God.
十三节，因为你救我的命脱离死亡，你岂不是救护我的脚不跌倒，使我在生命的光中行在神面前吗？
For you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not delivered my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?
所以这里告诉我们大卫的失败和软弱。
And you can see that David's failures and weaknesses.
不过是让他学习更深的功课。
But make him to learn this deeper lesson.
使他脱离黑暗，在光明中行在神的面前。
Then he can,
他能够脱离黑暗。
He can depart from the death and walk in the light of the living.
所以这是五十六篇大概它的内容。
So this is like the summary of Psalm 56.
是大卫被非利士人抓住的时候他写的诗。
And this is the psalm that he wrote after he was being captured by the Philistines in Gath.
但是这里只是一半的故事。
So this is only half of the story here.
另外一半的故事呢，是在诗篇三十四篇。
And the other half of the story is in Psalm 34.
所以你看见诗篇三十四篇，它的标题是什么
？So what is it? The heading in Psalm 34.
他说大卫在亚比米勒，亚比米勒就是非利士的王啊。大卫在亚比米勒面前装疯，被他赶出去。就做这诗。
So this is the psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who is the king of the Philistines, who drove him away and he departed.
五十六篇是说的他被抓住了。
So Psalm 56 mentioned that he was captured.
34篇呢，他被放出来了。
And here in Psalm 34, he was drove him away and he departed.
所以现在我们来看一下他的内容。
So let us see the content of this psalm.
因为这两篇诗篇就把他整个故事给讲出来了。
So these two psalms, tell the whole story.
第一节他说：“我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话必藏在我口中。”
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
现在这个没有声音的鸽子重新发出赞美。
Now this dove who is mute can now praise and speak and praise the Lord.
他不但要赞美，而且他是要时时的来赞美。
Not only that he will praise the Lord, but his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
第二节说，我的心并耶和华夸耀，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。
My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad.
现在他知道他的心应该因耶和华而夸耀。换句话说呢，夸口的他现在知道当时的主夸口了。
And now that he knows that the soul shall make its boast in the Lord.
因为凡有血气的，凡属肉体的，在神的面前一个也不能自夸。
Because those who are the flesh cannot be boastful.
他说：“谦卑人听见就要喜乐。”
And the humble shall hear of it and be glad.
因为失败让人降卑。
And because through our failures we are brought low.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我曾寻求耶和华，他就应允我，救我脱离了一切的恐惧。
I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
所以现在他蒙了拯救。
So now he was saved, he was redeemed.
第五节，凡仰望他的便有光荣，他们的脸必不羞愧。
They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed.
大卫为什么能够这么说呢？
Why is he able to say this?
因为他以前没有仰望，所以他没有光荣。
He did not look to the Lord, and therefore he was not radiant.
因为以前没有仰望，所以他的脸蒙羞。
And because he did not look to the Lord, his face was ashamed.
所以现在他能够说第七节，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人视为安营，搭救他们。
Now, verse 7, he was able to say, The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them.
所以现在大卫都经历了，他第八节说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人是有福的。
So now David has this experience. In verse 8, he said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
所以在这里他所讲的话呢，都是他的经历。
So all this that he said is all David's experiences.
有了经历就产生了教训。
So when there are experiences, there are teachings.
所以后面他开始有了教训。
So at the end there are some teachings here.
十一节他说，众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。
Says in verse 11, Come, you children, listen to me.I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
因着他的失败，他被挽救回来。
And because of his failure, he was being brought back.
他学到了一个功课，叫做敬畏。
And he learned this lesson to fear the Lord.
然后他愿意把这个敬畏的道教训其他的人。
And he wants to teach the fear of the Lord to others.
那这个道是怎么样的一个道呢？
What is this way?
你从十二节开始看起。
And we should continue from reading from verse 12.
他说有何人喜好存活，爱慕长寿，得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Verse 12. Who is a man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good?Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
所以如果你继续读下去，你发觉他在教导他们什么叫做敬畏的道。
So if you continue to read on, you can see that David is teaching them what is the fear of the Lord.
那什么是敬畏呢？
What is this fear?
我们知道真正的敬畏是从爱出来的。
And this fear of the Lord comes forth from love.
因为敬畏不是说我怕我做错了事被神来惩罚。
This fear of the Lord is not that you're afraid that you do something wrong, you'll be punished.
而是因为他体会到神那个爱的心肠，他不愿意做任何事情来得罪神。
But because he knows the love of God, he does not want to do anything offend him.
他怕做任何事情不讨神的喜悦。
He does not want to do anything that will not please God.
所以他特别在这一段里面讲了什么呢？他就说，他不愿意，他要叫我们注意你口中所说的话。
So he wants us to pay attention to your lips, not to speak guile.
换句话说，一个真正敬畏神的人呢，他的口不敢随便说话。
So one who really fears the Lord, his tongue and his lips will not say anything that is casual or not pleasing to him.
因为他怕任何的话呢，说出来以后主不喜悦。
He does not want to speak words that is not pleasing to him.
从来没有一个敬畏神的人嘴巴可以乱讲话的。
So there's no one who fears the Lord that his tongue speaks casually.
所以事实上他这里所要讲的就是说，一个敬畏神的人呢，他不管是口中的言语、心中的思念跟外面的行为行动，他都怕让神不喜悦。
So one who fears the Lord is the one who the words in his mouth, the meditations of his heart, and even his actions are those that pleases the Lord.
所以十八节他就讲到，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Verse 18, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit.
这里大卫告诉我们，我们都会失败。
Here David tells us we all will fail.
但最重要的，我们是不是有一个真心回转的心
？But the key is that do we have this heart that will come back before the Lord?
因为耶和华他是靠近伤心的人，他拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Because the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart.And save such as have a contrite spirit.
十九节，一人多有苦难，但耶和华救他脱离这一切。
Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
所以大卫有了这个远方无声歌的经历。
So David has this experience of being a distant, a silent dove in a distant land.
这是失败而且羞辱的经历。
It is the experience of failure and shame.
但是因着大卫的心重新转向主。
But because David's heart turns back to the Lord again.
他有个忧伤痛悔的灵。
He has a contrite spirit and a broken heart.
神不轻看。
And the Lord does not look upon lightly.
所以经过这件事情以后呢？大卫的心更转向主。
So after these things, David's heart turned back to the Lord more.
他能够承认，他是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
So he can confess that there's nothing good that is beyond the Lord.
他有一个降服的生命。
But he has a life of surrendering to the Lord.
他能够体会到神的爱，他有一个爱的生命。
He can understand the love of God and also the life of love.
借着这件事情呢，他被倒空。
So because of this, he was being empty.
借着这件事情，他的生命能够是一个引导的生命。
And because of this, his life was being led.
他的生命能够与神联合。
And his life is one with God.
他有一个分别为圣的生命。
He was able to separate himself to God.
感谢主，不仅他有这样的经历。
We thank the Lord that not only that David has this experience.
我们知道亚伯拉罕也有了这样的经历。
We know also Abraham this has this experience.
亚伯拉罕失败了。
Abraham fails.
神挽回他了。
And God brought him back.
现在他带着罗德又回到了迦南地。
And together with Lot, Abraham went back to Canaan.
现在他们两个人牛羊太多了。这个地方容不下他们两个。
Now both of them, they have too many sheep and cattle. They cannot hold both of them.
你看，从世界来的礼物啊，都没有好的结果。
And you can see that the gifts of the world does not have really good results.
本来罗德跟他没有问题的。
At first, originally, Lot does not have any problems with Abraham.
现在去了一趟埃及回来，两个人有问题了。
So now they both came back from Egypt and they have this problem.
因为埃及给了他们许多的财物。
So Egypt gave them many gifts and treasure.
现在他们牧人相争了。
And their shepherds were in strife.
以前罗德的牧人不敢跟亚伯拉罕的牧人相争的。
Before the shepherds of Lot, they did not dare to have conflict with the shepherds of Abraham.
现在亚伯拉罕失败了。
Now because now Abraham has failed,
罗德不再这么尊重他了。
And Lot does not respect him as before.
但是亚伯拉罕学到了功课。
But Abraham learned his lesson.
亚伯拉罕虽然失败，但他降卑了。
Even though Abraham has failed, but he humbled himself.
虽然失败，他懂得来依靠神了。
Even though he failed, he learned to put his trust in God.
他对罗德说：“你我不可相争。”
And he told Lot, "You and I shall not strive with one another."
因为我们是弟兄。
Because we are brethren.
他没有说我是你的 uncle.
He did not say that I am your uncle.
但是他降卑了，他说：“你我是弟兄。”
But he humbled himself and said, "I am." But we are brethren.
你先选地方。
Go ahead and choose the land.
你向左，我就向右。
You go to the left, I'll go to the right.
向右，我就向左。
You go to the east, I'll go to the west.
罗德选了一个最好的地方。
So Lot chose the best place.
像是埃及的园子，像是埃及。
Like the garden of Egypt.
也像耶和华的园子。
Oh, it's like the garden of the Lord is like Egypt.
他选到了一个最好的地方。
He chose a good place.
非常像埃及。
Very similar to Egypt.
他离开了埃及，但埃及没有离开他。
Even though he left Egypt, but Egypt did not leave him.
但是就在这个时候，因着亚伯拉罕的降卑，神向他显现。
And because of Abraham humbling himself.The Lord appeared to Abraham.
把全地给他。
And gave him the whole land before him.
给了他许多的应许。
And gave him many promises.
接下来我们知道，四王跟五王的征战。
And from then you know that there are four and five kings. They were battle against one another.
结果呢，把罗德给掳去了。
And you know that Lot was being captured.
亚伯拉罕听见了。
And when Abraham heard this,
他没有非常。拍手叫好。
He did not clap his hands and says, "Good."
你跟我争，你看看你的下后果是什么
？So because you strive with me, this is your result.
他马上带着家里面的318个人，就一直追到远方。
So and with 318 of his household members, he pursued them to the distant lands.
然后把罗德救回来。
And he brought and save Lot.
你看，这个是亚伯拉罕他学到的功课。
So this is the lesson that Abraham had learned.
他没有责怪罗德一句话。
He did not rebuke Lot any single word.
反而付上他的生命去把罗德给救回来。
But with his own life, he went to save Lot.
所以这个是一个宝贵的隐藏的一个经历。
So this is a very precious hidden experience.
从人看这是失败的经历。
From man's eyes, it is an experience of failure.
他曾经像远方的无声歌，不再有见证。
He's like The silent dove in the distant lands with no testimony.
但是现在被神挽回以后
And now that he was restored back to God.
真的何等的见证。
He has such a great testimony.
讲到彼得。
Let's talk about Peter.
记得在路加福音二十二章。
In Luke chapter 22,
主曾经对彼得说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好摔你们像摔麦子一样
And Jesus said to Peter Satan will want to get hold of you and like and use a sieve to sieve you
我们叫摔麦子就是把所有那些糠外面的糠把它扔掉
And to sieve the wheat It's just like to sieve out the chaff
主的意思就是说呢现在撒旦想要摔你们
So Jesus said Satan wants to scatter you sieve you
意思就是说呢现在撒旦要把你摔出去了
He wants to sieve you out
但是主说我已经为你祈求
But Jesus said I've already prayed for you
主的祷告没有说让彼得不要经过撒旦的这个试炼。
Jesus did not pray that Peter will not go through this trial by Satan will bring upon.
主没有这样祷告。
The Lord did not pray for this.
主只是说我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。
But the Lord said, "Already prayed for you that you will not lose your faith."
意思就是说。本来彼得是一个充满了自信的人。
And originally Peter is a man full of himself, full of his own faith.
众人都为你跌倒，我也不会为你跌倒。
Even though everybody else will fall away, I will not fall and stumble.
撒旦想要把彼得给摔出去。
And Satan wants to sieve him out.
但是主为他祷告。
But the Lord Jesus had already prayed for him.
把彼得身上那个自信给摔出去了。
And Jesus had already sieved out his own pride and his own self-confidence.
留下来的是他向主的信心。
And what is left is his confidence in God, in the Lord.
这就是经过远方无声歌这个经历之后留下来的那个见证。
And this is the testimony after he's been through on the silent dove in the distant lands.
所以他说你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And when you return, you will strengthen your brethren.
我们知道后来彼得在写彼得前后书的时候。
And we know that when Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter.
我们特别来看一下好了，彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2nd Peter chapter 2.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们看第一节就好。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊我现在写给你们的是第二封信这两封都是提醒你们激发你们诚实的心
Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle in both of them I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder
所以你看见他两封信都有一个目的就在坚固他的弟兄
So these two epistles have the same purpose. He wants to strengthen his brethren.
所以他说我提醒你们，激发你们那个诚实的心。
In both of them, I will stir up your pure minds by way of reminder.
换句话说呢，让他们向着神有一个纯洁的心。
So they have a pure mind before God.
不再依靠自己，单单的依靠主。
Not to trust in himself, but to trust in God alone.
不再凭自己的聪明跟办法，而是学习那个被受引导的生命。
Not to trust in himself, but to be led by God.
彼得前书第五章一到四节。
And 1 Peter chapter 5.
一到第四节。
1 to 10.
第四。
1 to 4.
这是彼得。一段非常美的一个见证。
And this is a great testimony of Peter.
他说：“我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。”
Says the elders who are among you, I exhort, I, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
他在这里坚固在劝勉。
And here he is strengthening and also exhorting them.
他说：“勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。”
To shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by constraint, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
那他现在这个生命充满了爱的生命。
So now he has his love, and his life full of love.
不是因为贪财，而是出于乐意。
Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not by constraint, but willingly.
也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
But
第三节。
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
现在彼得成了他们的榜样。
Now Peter become their examples.
到了牧长显现的时候，到了主显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd, who is our Lord, appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
所以今天我们所讲的这一段的经历。
So today, what we have shared upon this experience.
乃是在今生里面所谓隐藏宝贵的经历里面的第一个经历。
So this is the first experience which is hidden and which is also very precious.
这个经历叫做远方无声歌。
And this experience is the silent dove in the distant lands.
借着失败，借着羞辱。
And through shame and through failure and weakness.
借着降卑。
And humbling.
他学习依靠那个更深的属灵功课。
And he puts his trust and his confidence.
是。Okay, 生命就更有长进。
So that his life will grow.
也能够蒙神更多的祝福。
And also can receive much blessing from God.
因为当我们降卑的时候呢，就是蒙神祝福的时候。
When we humble ourselves, it is a time of blessing from the Lord.
神阻挡骄傲的人，但神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God gives grace to the humble, but
against.
But it's against the proud.
我们的天然都是骄傲的。
So a natural man is very prideful.
但借着这样的经历呢，我们能够学习谦卑。
But through these experiences, teaches us to be humble.
好蒙神更多的祝福。
So that the Lord will bless us more.
我们低头有些祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
我们的一生都在你的手中。
Our life is in your hands.
你借着各样的环境，在熬炼我们，在试炼我们。
So through our circumstances, you are trying us and training us.
主，你带我们像父亲带儿子一样。
Lord, you led us just like a father leading his sons.
你管教我们。是为了叫我们得益处。
And he disciplines us for our own good.
主，甚愿每一次我们失败的时候。
So when we fail, whenever that we fail.
主，让我们能够来转向你。
Help us to turn back to you.
让我们能够降卑。
Teach us to be humble.
让我们更懂得与你联合。
So that we can learn to be one with you.
能够住在你的里面。
To abide in you.
让我们的生命再被你所改变，带我们进入那更深属灵的交通里面，愿你帮助我们。为着今天早晨的话，我们再来感谢你，把荣耀跟赞美都归给你，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
And hear our prayers. Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.